Pour another cup of coffee with Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and today, 246th anniversary of the Marine Corps, and you know, you can't go through a Marine Corps day. I know we got the Veterans Day coming up tomorrow, but you can't go through a Marine Corps day without talking to your favorite Marine. And I've got Dave Bernhardt on our KGLO live line from Mason City All Risk Insurance. Dave, how are you today?
Good morning, Tim. I'm good. The Marine Corps is good. Everybody's looking good. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, tell us a Marine Corps story or two about your days in the Marines as a Marine.
Well, let's go back to boot camp a little bit. You know, the first thing I remember is going out there to California to boot camp. And most of us young men were scared to death. Like the guy said, when we sat in the barber chair, would you like to keep your hair? Put your hands out. Because they mowed it off. And it dropped right in your hands. So everybody was looking the same. Okay? And that's a little quick story there about the boot camp. And that was, anybody that's been there, done that, understands what I'm talking about.
Was it tough, Dave? Was it tough becoming a Marine, going through everything in boot camp and all of the lead up for what you had ahead of you?
Well, it wasn't any walk in the park, I'll tell you that. They definitely took young men and made grown men out of them. You learned respect. You learned discipline. You learned to do things without, you know, asking a lot of questions. Because like the drill sergeant said, if I tell you to duck, I don't want anybody to ask questions. You duck, okay? You get down undercover. We don't want to be having any questions like that. So, yeah, there was a couple, three basic boot camp. Then you went on to additional training and whatever you were going to do. That involved more the military rifles part of it, learning all that kind of stuff. After that, they kind of split you up, and they call it MOS, Military Occupational Status. Some went to be mechanics, some went to be infantry, all different. They call them MOSs, job descriptions, and away you went to have some training. So I thought I was going to be smart. I signed up for aircraft mechanics. Well, guess what? After a lot of training, I wound up being a crew chief on a helicopter, keeping that thing up and flying all day, every day. So that's how that all evolved. So it's anybody, again, that's been in the Marine Corps is going to understand a little bit about that. We all went different directions. We all had different jobs to do and come around and support each other. So again, you know, November 10th, Marine Corps birthday, every year, same thing. This year happens to be the 246th year, like you said. If you see somebody out there and you know for sure that they're a Marine, tell them happy birthday, Marine. And you may get the phrase come back, going to say Semper Fi. That's short for Semper Fidelis, which means always faithful. So, again, the symbol, eagle, globe, and anchor, is the symbol. If you Google Marine Corps in the 246th birthday, you're going to find lots and lots and lots of questions and answers just about the history and terminology. I can tell you many, many different terminology or many phrases they use. I'll just throw one out there everybody might realize or relate to. We don't call the shower or the bathroom by those terminologies in Marine Corps. That's called the head. know, just, and there's a lot of other phrases out there too that probably shouldn't mention on the radio, but you can find them out there on the computer and figure out what it's all about. So again, happy birthday, Marines. And tomorrow we'll be doing Veterans Day. Anybody that's interested in supporting the Marine Corps, they have a Marine Corps League here in Mason City. They meet the first Wednesday of every month, 7:30, at American Legion Hall here in Mason City. So we've been picking up a few young members here and there that are just recently got out of the Corps and from active duty, and they're coming back home. So it's pretty cool to see some younger people get involved. They do a lot of good things at the League, but honor guards and funerals, different things. Tomorrow they're going to be scattered all over on Veterans Day for a lot of different community celebrations. So be on the lookout for them. They'll be out there.
Well, and, I just think it's great. There's a certain amount of pride, obviously, with all of the branches of the military. But, you know, on this day, it's the Marine Corps Day, the birthday of the Marine Corps. Pretty special to have you guys be thinking about all those great memories that you had when you were in the Corps.
Absolutely, absolutely. As you and I were talking here on the radio, I just seen a text message that come across that said, happy birthday, Marine, from one of our listeners already. So
there you go, Marine. Happy birthday.
All right.
Hey, we got to get somebody to sing along now. You probably know the Marine Corps hymn, don't you?
Yeah, but you don't want me to sing it.
I won't. I got some pretty good singers to take care of that. Dave, have a great day, and big salute to all of our good friends in the Marine Corps. Thank you for your service, young man.
Thank you for spending a little time with us this morning, Tim. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Semper Fi, buddy.
Semper Fi. Take care. It's Dave Bernhardt on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City. The United States Marine Corps, celebrating 246 years. Happy birthday, Marines. How about that? Yeah, there you go. The United States Marine Corps celebrating 246 years today. Happy birthday, Marine, for sure. Thanks to Dave Bernhardt and for being on the air with us this morning. AM 1300. KGLO, getting it said for the Marine Corps.
From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology. It starts with good genetics, and Rank Seed evaluates more than 80,000.